وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن الله تبارك وتعالى قال إذا ابتليت عبدي بحبيبتيه فصبر عوضته منهما الجنة. Here in this hadith we are studying the chapter of exercising sabr and patience. Whenever any difficulty, any musibat, hardship befalls us, then we should exercise patience, understand that it is from Allah. Allah Ta'ala, accept it as such and hope for rewards from Allah Ta'ala. On that, Allah Ta'ala gives a person great, great rewards, and that person is greatly consoled within himself also. Unlike the other system that we can't make sabr, we haven't got that ability in us, a problem, difficulty befalls us, then we start going for counseling, and that counseling also, which is based on human experience, error, etc. But what is from Allah Ta'ala is absolute and is final and is the truth. So we should develop the quality of sabr and patience within us, that if any difficulty does befall us, we can handle it in the most proper way. So Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, which is a hadith, a qudsi, a hadith, but in which Allah ta'ala speaks, that إِذَا ابْتَلَيْتُ عَبْدِي بِحَبِيبَتَيْهِ, that when I test a servant of mine, what is two very beloved things, that is his eyes, when I take away his eyesight, when I make somebody blind and I take away his eyesight for sabara, and he makes sabr on that, it is from Allah, and he accepts it from Allah, and he expects hope on the sabr of his, أَوَّلْتُهُ مِنْهُمَا الْجَنَّةِ, in return of that I give him Jannah. So in this world, which will be temporary, whether it is for 10 years, 20 years, that a person is living blind, or even more, but forever in Jannah, Allah Ta'ala, Allah will grant him the everlasting Jannah. And there he will have that eyes which will be so strong. Jannah is much, much more vast than this dunya. The lowest level of Jannah is 10 times the size of this dunya, and a person will be given such eyes that wherever he is, he will be able to see right to any part of his Jannah. Such strong eyes Allah Ta'ala will give him. If a person's eyesight starts failing, he loses it, he makes all the effort, and many times all the doctors also say, we can do nothing for you, we can't help you. So it is from Allah. And if a person accepts it, then he is in great comfort and ease within himself. And if he doesn't accept it, then he starts fighting, and then he needs all types of counseling, which in many times just now leads him to depression and nothing else, and may Allah forbid, even to suicide after that. So if a person has this quality of patience within him, accepts it, it is from, he makes his efforts, the Islam did not prohibit him, whatever treatment he can do, he does all the treatment, but he accepts it, it is from Allah, he is at great peace within himself, and that gives him a great, great source of solace. The eyes have been referred to as the two beloved things in this hadith, because they are the most valuable limbs to man, considering the sorrow that one experiences when one cannot see what he desires. If a person just gets the thought that I might be losing my eyesight, his eyes are paining or whatever, and he fears, just that thought comes, that thought also makes him so disturbed. But if he knows everything is from Allah, and we make our efforts, we are responsible to make effort, but we accept it from Allah, that person is at great ease within himself. The loss of sight is a major trial in life. Because the eye is one of the most important organs of the body. We all can well imagine that without, if we cannot see, how life becomes difficult for us. And also, all of us must be knowing those people who are blind, but they are very content also. And they manage and handle their work also very easily. So if a person resorts to Allah and is satisfied with the command of Allah, even in that condition he finds peace. One who loses sight requires assistance with everything and is deprived of the sight of his beloved ones and Allah's beautiful world. When a person loses his sight, then he finds that he needs assistance in everything. Though, of course, there are those blind people who manage all the things themselves. They go around walking, going to do their things also, and they manage all on their own. This is also Allah's system, and if a person accepts it, that when Allah takes away one ni'mat, Allah increases another ni'mat for that person. For example, if the eyes are taken away, Allah will give him more stronger brains. Allah will give him more stronger sense in his other faculties. And in this way, that person can still live, and many a blind person manages comfortably with all his matters. This hadith al-Qudsi explains that those who exercise patience and have hope of Allah's reward in such a situation are promised paradise. And if we really have that yaqeen, which we also have to work for, that Allah has taken my eyes, in return He's going to give me Jannah, then that person finds great solace in that. Just like if a person loses a child which is in the, before becoming baligh, Allah Ta'ala grants that person Jannah in its place. If we have that within us, then the loss of the child becomes very bearable and becomes very easy. As humans, we will still feel it. That sentiments and feelings will be there, but we will be greatly consoled that I will be getting Jannah, and the separation from my beloved little child is only for a little while. We will be reunited, and we will be reunited forever in Jannah. This is the perfect and appropriate reward, because the benefit of one's eyes will end when the world ends, whereas Jannah is eternal. The difficulties of having lost one's eyes, when our life will end, then that difficulty will also come to an end. And immediately then, the doors of Jannah are open for that person. So may Allah bless us to develop the quality of sabr and exercise it. Like that, to advise other people is very easy. But when it happens to one himself, then he knows what he goes through. But if we did and we make dua and Allah blesses us with that sabr, then the trials and tribulations of this world become very, very easy for that person, and he finds no difficulty. In fact, he finds pleasure in that also. May Allah bless us with all the righteous qualities, and may Allah Ta'ala be pleased and kind to us and save us from difficulties and hardships and trials and tribulations. وآخر الحمد